Very strong sound vibration, these Govinda prayers. Again, for the benefit of those that are, few of you that are not from India, some appreciation of the significance of these prayers. When Srila Prabhupada just started 50 years ago, the Hare Krishna movement in New York City, he arranged for a recording studio to be rented so that he could record these Govinda prayers. They didn't have lots of sophisticated musical instruments. It was quite simple. But way back then, that sound vibration of these Govinda prayers were considered by Srila Prabhupada so important that he wanted his new Western disciples to hear them. And he appealed in the recording explaining them that he wanted us to hear them and enter into the spirit of the hymn, he called them, the prayers, as a regular daily function. So they're very important. Again, even if the meaning is not understood, the sound vibration is very effective to awaken the dormant spiritual consciousness of the soul. As far as I understand it, this is the first for the Naperville Center to have initiation ceremony. So there are persons who have not seen something like this before. You've seen, at least those of you from India, have seen yajnas and the chanting of sacred mantras and offerings of ghee and grain into the fire, sacrificial fire. That's a different mantra. Little procession, too. Look at that. All right. Must have been a special mantra. The function this evening is Harinam Diksha, the Diksha translated into English. Prabhupada has given us this language, initiation, which is a good word. Initiation means beginning. When you initiate a journey, you, at least in Vedic culture, you consider what is an auspicious time and an auspicious circumstance, and you begin on an auspicious note, something that's significant in your life, a journey into from point A to point B, from where you are to where you want to be. So this is initiation into the line of disciplic succession. As I mentioned, Krishna's position is he's the source of everything. Everything means everything. Boys? Everything means everything. Everything spiritual, everything material. Krishna's the source. And the journey is to connect with that source. That's the meaning of the word yoga, is link or connect with the Supreme, linking with the Supreme. And of all the yoga systems, according to Bhagavad Gita's teachings, the topmost of all yoga systems is the process of serving the Supreme with devotion. And that serving of the Supreme with devotion, tendency is already there. It's in the heart of every living being. something I like repeating. Prabhupada, when he first spoke in Tompkins Square Park, the first time he addressed the general public after the kirtan had assembled a large crowd of people wondering what this was, and Prabhupada stood at famous pose, standing under the elm tree in Tompkins Square Park, looking at the audience, saying, "I've not come to teach you something new. I've come to remind you of that which you have forgotten." Now, he could have said so many things, but what a wonderful introduction to the message. Bhakti is already within. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as Premananda said, were followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoi." There's something about the Naperville temple door that when it opens, something happens. And it's pretty predictable. That's another mantra. Try again. Nitya Siddha. Siddha means perfection. And Nitya means eternal. Nitya Siddha. Eternal perfection is already within every living being. What's that perfection? Krishna Prema. What's Krishna Prema? Love. The desire to be situated in service to the source of everything. Why? Because we're from that source of everything. It's perfectly natural. The part, natural position of the part is to serve the whole. Practical example Prabhupada would give is the hand. The hand is part of the body. What's the function of the hand? Serve the whole. So, supposing you separate the hand and the body, the child and the mommy. What to do? Mommy's being initiated and child can't be separated from mommy. Mommy number two isn't going to be good enough. It's got to be mommy number one. I've learned that. I'm not a mommy. We'll just pretend there's no noise. Okay. Nitya Siddha, Krishna Prema, Sadhya Kabunoi. Lord Chaitanya taught love for Krishna. I had this very nice discussion, very meaningful, an hour and a half discussion at Washington University with a young American college student. Very bright, searching, cautious, but searching. You know, emphasis on both. Very cautious, but searching. And we discussed this topic, and, in simple language, sound vibration, spiritual sound vibration, has an effect. So he wanted to know, how do you tell the effect? Like, well, I feel something. And the something that you feel, that's the effect of spiritual sound vibration, is the feeling of wanting to be in service to the Supreme. It's a natural byproduct. And the mature stage of that is perfection, prema. But even before the prema, the love, or priti, the affection of feelings of love, before that mature stage comes, there's the desire, I want to be in that connected relationship with the Supreme. I want to serve the Supreme, like the hand and the body. So supposing, it's gross, but supposing you cut the hand from the body and throw it in the middle of the floor. Yuck. It's not at all attractive. And it's not at all functional. That's the separated from God position. It's not at all attractive, it's not at all functional. But connect the hand again to the body in such a way that it works. That's very practical, very functional. The part is meant to serve the whole. When we engage in the part, the Angsa, Mame Vangsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, the living entity is the Angsa of the part of Krishna. And when the part serves the whole, its function, like the hand connected to the body serving the body, serving the whole, that's the healthy state, the happy state. Therefore, this connection, yoga, through devotion with the Supreme, that begins with sound vibration, awakening the consciousness of the soul, just like these mantras we were chanting, it awakens the consciousness of the soul in its relationship with the Supreme. Just by the quality of the sound vibration. That's what I was discussing with this college student. You may be from that tradition, and the objective is not move you from that tradition to this tradition, from that ism to this ism, because this ism is a better ism than that ism. That's not the message. The message is there's a sound vibration that connects us, and naturally so, with the Supreme. And when situated in one's natural, healthy, connected part to the whole relationship with the Supreme, then the natural contentment and happiness and illumination of self-realization takes place. You come to know yourself and to know the Supreme simultaneously through that linking process that starts with hearing. Lord Chaitanya then also taught, how does that happen, that the good fortune comes into the life of someone who can hear that sound vibration? It's a very nice verse. It's in Bengali. Tolerate the Bengali. I'll explain it. Brahmanda Pramite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bija. Brahmanda, it refers to the universe, the cosmic manifestation, not just, you know, Earth, planet Earth. The whole cosmic manifestation is the Brahmanda. And the living entity is wandering, sojourning through different, not only different species of life, but different parts of the universe, here and there, lifetime after lifetime. It's a long journey, lifetime after lifetime. Some good fortune may come into that sojourning living entity's life. Guru Krishna Prasade, the mercy of combined mercy of Guru and Krishna may come to that living entity. And the mercy comes in the form of bhakti lata bija. The lata means creeper. Like, you know, something that grows along a trestle or the side of a tree or something. A creeper. It clings to something and it grows. So the bhakti creeper starts with the seed. And the seed is very simple. It's already spoken of. The desire to be in service to Krishna. The desire to be in a relationship of loving service to Krishna. The awakening of that. It's there, and through the mercy of Guru and Krishna, that it becomes awakened. How? By sound vibration. And initially, the sound vibration that the Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya of ISKCON, gave was Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He didn't make it up. It's very ancient tradition. It's from the Vedas themselves, from the Upanishads itself. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It's mentioned there in the Upanishads that this is the Maha Mantra. Amongst many, many mantras that are sound vibrations that are beneficial and auspicious, this one is especially effective in this age of Kali, and therefore this is the primary mantra that we engage hearing. But these others, like these nice Govinda prayers that we cited, and the message of Bhagavad Gita, again, it was a meaningful discussion, so I'm going to refer back again to the discussion with Washington University student, undergraduate student, you know, like, but exploring. So, how do I know? It was a good question. How do I know this is spiritual sound vibration? It's coming directly from Krishna. There are teachings that are about God, and this one is unique. It's God speaking about himself. Is there any other scripture that's God speaking about himself? It's someone speaking about God. This doesn't make it less, but it's very special. He's saying, I'm like this. He literally says to Arjuna, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. He's the source of everything. And then he demonstrates it by his universal form and so many other ways. He reveals himself through sound and in other ways. That's a very special literature. That's another sacred sound vibration. And by hearing it, one gets direction. After the heart becomes awakened with the desire to serve, it gives direction, intelligence, go left or go right, making discriminations and how to live your life in a way that's conducive for awakening of God consciousness. And progressively, the desire, one who is progressing on the spiritual path, becomes more and more focused on a singular objective, pleasing Krishna through loving service. So this initiation ceremony is a recognition of individuals who have, by their behavior and by their quality, have shown a sincere and dedicated commitment to that objective. And they're being, the initiation means a formal connection with disciplic succession. Those of you from India, you all know Bhagavad Gita, at least in principle. And in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes this parampara, or disciplic succession. It's the way in which transcendental knowledge is reached. It's not an ascending process, it's a descending process. Krishna gives this knowledge, and through disciplic succession is passed on. And initiation means formal connection with that disciplic succession. Those of you from India, you know the meaning of gotra. So, according to the family in which you were born, there's a particular gotra. I was just hearing Prabhupada discussing the gotra in which he was born. It's like a very detailed description of there are different divisions within the gotra in which he was born and different things he was describing. Initiation means then accepting the position of becoming part of Achyuta Gotra, because that's what somebody ask Prabhupada, this was a morning walk conversation, he was describing marriages and the relationship of gotras with marriages from within the India system, the tradition. Then someone asked Prabhupada, what about those of us that are from the West? How do we understand this principle of gotra? And he said, whether from the West or from the East, when there's initiation, one becomes part of Achyuta Gotra. That's nice, isn't it? It means you're part of Krishna's family. That's what initiation means. You have your biological mother and father, and with that, a certain gotra. And spiritual initiation means you're now part of Krishna's family. And that's an eternal position, because the biological one comes into being, lasts for some time, and goes out of being when the soul leaves the body. That gotra is over, and we go to another situation, we have another mother and father. And it may or may not be in a human form. But initiation is another position. It's twice born, dvija. Ja and dvija, born and twice born. So it's very significant. It's acceptance by the disciplic succession and submission unto the disciplic succession, requesting shelter and being formally accepted. So very, very significant. I feel... I attended many initiation ceremonies presided over by Srila Prabhupada. In my experience, without exception that I can recall, he referred to two verses, so I want to refer to them also. So pardon me for those of you that know these verses already. Tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama shabde pare chinishnatam Brahmani upashamashrayam, meaning jigyasu. Jigyasa means question, inquisitive. That's what I was saying to this college student, young American college student. When you read Bhagavad Gita, the assignment is not like clench your teeth and your fists and, you know, get into believing everything that you hear. That's not what is required. What's required is an inquisitive spirit that says, I want to know. There's the spiritual, this bath, spiritual bathing. I hear the sound vibration, I want to know the meaning. Not like I want to believe it, or I want to disprove it. I just want to know what the meaning is. Jigyasu. Shreya Uttama means the ultimate well-being of the living entity. Not the temporary, but the ultimate. Some children I know a lot of children of different ages. And when some are pretty old children too. When families move from one place to another, one of the questions I like to ask the children is, how do you like the school? Like, you know, do they tease you? Are there bullies in the school? What's their policy about bullies in school? Our school has no tolerance for bullies. And, you know, sometimes, you know, how are the academics and how are... They said, this is a much better school. What's much better about it? There's much more time for play. That's the standard of a good school. Much more time for play. Because that's what children like to do. And that's called prayas, or playas. Prayas means short term. And then shreyas means long term. The long term benefit in shreya uttama is topmost long term spiritual benefit. So when one is inquisitive about the long-term spiritual benefit. Tasmat guru prapadita, that person requires a spiritual master. Prabhupada, speaking on this verse, would say, don't go to the spiritual master asking for something temporary. Ashirvad. Let me pass my exam. Let me let my daughter find a nice husband. Let me be successful in my business, etc. You don't need a spiritual master for that. Rather, Prabhupada's saying this verse is teaching, you go to the spiritual master for this Shreya Uttama, for the ultimate well-being of the soul that's journeying lifetime after lifetime in this world. When that kind of inquisitiveness is there, then that person requires a spiritual master. And then, Shabde Parecha Nishanatam, Brahmani Upashamashram, three things. Shabde, the qualification of a spiritual master, one can recognize by these three qualifications. They've heard the Vedas and have understood and assimilated the message. They can explain its message and address the doubts of others who aren't clear on its message and how to apply it in practical terms. And upashamashrayam, they have set aside in a distant way all other things. So attachment to Krishna, detachment from other things. That's the qualification of when you're wanting guru. Those are standards from the Shruti mantras, how to identify. What's the disciple's qualification? What's the guru's qualification? And the other, tadviganartam sagurum eva abhigacchet samatpani shrotriyam brahmanishtam. That's the verse. So, tadviganartam, gana and vigana, knowledge and realized knowledge. That person who wishes to have realization of transcendence, they want to know truth with a capital T. Such a person must have a spiritual master. It's Prabhupada, I'm not a Sanskrit scholar, but Prabhupada indicated it's written in a tense of Sanskrit that means it's imperative. It's not optional. Tad viganartam sagurum eva abhigacchet. Then samit pani literally means, like we have a fire yagya and there's some wood stacked in front of Sachi Kumar. And like Krishna and Sudama, the Brahmin, when they were engaged in the school of Sandipani Muni, one of the things that they did in service to Sandipani Muni was they went and gathered firewood. Samit pani. Meaning, menial service. The spirit of the devotee, the aspiring devotee, the disciple, is being prepared to do any service. We read a very nice purport written by Srila Prabhupada just this morning here in the temple room from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 3. Prabhupada was saying the same thing. For my convenience is not the question. The well-being and interest and the needs of my spiritual master, that's my interest. That's the disciple's qualification to receive. Samadpani. Shrotriyam Brahmanishtam. And the spiritual master is heard and is fixed. Nishtam. Brahmanishtam. Fixed in transcendence. Back to Lord Chaitanya's nice verse, when one is very fortunate, one will receive, just out of causeless mercy, one will receive the gesture of mercy to awaken through sound, to awaken that natural dormant tendency of wanting to be in Krishna's service. We've forgotten that tendency in material covered life, and through sound awakening that natural tendency once again. So, as Premananda mentioned, these devotees here have been for years practicing the process of hearing and chanting and the practical application of that hearing and chanting devotional service to Krishna. And some devotees have come from distant places to just be here to honor the occasion of their initiation, taking shelter of disciplic succession and being accepted. They'll be taking vows, for those of you that are not familiar with this process, vows before the deity and before the assembled Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, and before the spiritual master. These are strong. They're to be maintained, and the vows are for the rest of one's life. That's a strong thing, to vow to do something. I mean, certainly we're going to eat till the day we die, and we'll probably do some sleeping. We'll do those things, but to take a vow of a spiritual commitment, that's strong. So there's some qualification prior to taking these vows, examination and training on the part of multiple persons helping these individuals become prepared. So what's our schedule like? It's now 6:30. I'm wondering if I'd like, is there time for you to say something about two of the couples, and Balaram Prasad to say something, and Premananda and Prema Tarangani to say something? Do we have time for that? Okay, it's really easy to spend a lot of time appreciating devotees, so don't spend a lot of time. Be concise. Premananda, Balaram Prasad, and Prema Tarangini, can please speak something.
Hare Krishna.
Naveen and Sarita, your dear friends.
I will speak a couple of words about Naveen and Sarita. Most of you assembled here, you know them. I have known them over 25 years or so, and they have been very serious about their spiritual practices for many, many years, and finally come to a point of making this commitment. As I mentioned in the beginning, taking Diksha means commitment from the side of the disciples, and the spiritual master side, he's accepting them. I'm very happy that this time has come for them, and I wish them all the best in their spiritual life. Thank you.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. Talking about Ravi Prabhu and Chandrika Mataji, came in contact with them almost 8 years ago in Oswego. But their serious contact happened 5 years ago during the Damodara Astakam, that is the Damodar time. That's why I went to their home, introduced the Damodar Leela again, and then make them join the Bhakti Ruksha. And from that day onwards, every Friday, very sincere, both of them. And then they did a lot of service in the temple, very sincere. In fact, past 1 year, they're attending every day Bhagavatam class from Monday through Thursday. Any services comes from Dhananjaya Pandit Prabhu call, they will, both will be there. So I've seen them, a very good service, and lots of, they have, given their hearts for Krishna. That's all. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. I'll speak about Venkat Prabhu and Anuradha Mataji sitting in the front here. I've only known them for maybe 2.5 years or so, 2 years maybe even. But extremely sincere devotees. They started chanting 16 rounds within a few months after contacting Krishna consciousness. And very nice sadhana they maintain, always rising early and hearing. They have great taste for hearing, both of them. And very responsible devotees in terms of any service that they take up. They've also been doing Bhakti Shastri. So I'm very happy that they're getting initiated today. And it's also wonderful that Anuradha Mataji's parents and even grandfather are here to witness the event today. So, I know it's very special for them. Very happy. And Sridhar and Haritha, sitting just in front of me here, I also met them about 2.5 to 3 years ago. They were part of the Bhakti Riksha I was doing. But within a year's time, they had to move to San Jose because of their job situation. But they have been very connected even from there. Although they are on the West Coast time, they join the class every single day. It's 4 o'clock for them.
Wow.
But they do not miss even a single class, perhaps the most regular devotees. And
before their child gets up.
And even the daughter, she's 2.5 years old, but they never miss their sadhana, always rising early and hearing carefully and very committed in their services. So I'm very happy to recommend them and very happy they're getting initiated today. Thank you.
Those of you. Vaisheshika Prabhu, some of you know Vaisheshika Prabhu and his good wife, and they're present in the form of blessings too. They have wonderful relationship with those devotees all. So we'll just go to the taking of vows. We'll start with Naveen and Sarita. Hare Krishna. How many years ago did we meet in Oswego? Before then, we 10 years ago. They're old timers. Look at his gray hair. Those were wonderful days. And so much volumes and volumes and volumes of service. Both have done, and more volumes to come. They're tireless. They can almost keep up with Premananda, but not quite. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day? 16, and the rules that you'll follow? You got 2. Yeah. He's nervous. I've never seen him. Never seen him nervous before. Okay. And you'll very carefully follow Śrīla Prabhupāda's teachings for the balance of your life. Your initiated name is Nanda Das. I thought of adding Nanda Maharaj, but I thought Nanda's good enough. That's good. His wife is laughing. Nanda is, for those of you that are not familiar with this, Nanda is the, we can say, foster father or father of Krishna. He is the eternal associate of Krishna in that parental affection role. Long-awaited moment here. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
16.
Minimum. and the rules that you'll follow? The last one is no intoxication. Once Prabhupada said, is that the one that you're attached to? I've never seen either of them nervous. They're always so strong and bold. She's laughing. It's a big moment, I know. And like your husband, you'll follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Sure. Your initiated name is Shyamala Devi Dasi. So, is it Shyamala is a name of one of the principal gopis of Srimati Radharani. Should we do you two next, so, or you wait till your daughter's rested a little bit? Now or later is better. Now is good? Okay, why don't you come? No, she just woke up. So you go, let's go. Venkatan Anuradha. You give me the cue, okay? Okay, initiation vows. You're less nervous than he was. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
Minimum 16 rounds
every day. Very good. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meditating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Okay. And you'll happily and make your best efforts to follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings carefully. Yeah?
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay. Your initiated name is Vrindavan Das.
Vrindavan Das Prabhu Ki.
That's a nice name, isn't it? You're going to like that name. Nanda's a nice name too. All right. So you will take vows to chant how many rounds every day?
16.
Minimum 16. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling.
Okay. And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings. I have confidence in that. Initiated name is Amrita Kelly Dasi. Amrita Kelly, you can sit, is a name of Srimati Radharani. It's also a name of a very special Bengali sweet. But I meant the first one, not the second one. Later or next? Your daughter? Now or later?
Later.
Later, okay. Okay. This is going to be a challenge, I can see. I could come over there.
Yeah.
Huh? With it? Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. We wouldn't want to have an uproar here. Sannyas life is very nice. Very nice. Okay. your initiation vows. How many rounds you'll chant every day? 16 minimum, yeah? And the rules that you'll follow? Okay. And you'll very carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings for the balance of your lifetime. Very good. Your initiated name is Radha Kunjabihari Das.
Radha Kunjabihari Das Prabhu Ki!
Okay. You get the hang of it, what we do here. How many rounds you'll chant every day? Minimum 16. The rules that you'll follow? Very good. Yeah. And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings. Yeah? Initiated name is Chandra Mukhi Devi Dasi. Another name of Radharani. Very beautiful moon-like face. Amrita Kelly can also mean the sweet... Kelly means pastimes, and Amrita is nectar. The pastimes of Radha and Krishna are characterized as Amrita Kelly. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
Minimum 16 rounds.
Okay. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meditating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
Okay. And you like Prabhupada's teachings? I've heard you like Prabhupada's teachings. You'll continue to follow Prabhupada's teachings the rest of your life. Yeah. Okay, your initiated name is Shamasundara Das.
Shamasundara Das Prabhu Ki.
That name needs no explanation. Shamasundara is the name of Krishna because his complexion is Shama or blackish and his form is Sundara. Very beautiful. And the deities that will, by Krishna's grace, one day be installed here will be Radha Shama Sundara. It's the same as in Vrindavan, Radha Shama Sundara. So every time someone calls your name, they'll think of Krishna. Isn't that nice? You too. And your daughter, she'll call. Okay. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
16.
Okay. And the rules that you'll follow?